And now to a singer who got her big break by winning a television contest in Portugal. Sara Tavares was 4 when her father left the family to return to the islands of Cape Verde. Her mother moved away to start over in the south of Portugal, and Sara was left in Lisbon to be raised by a woman who was in her 70s. Young Sara amused herself singing along to Whitney Houston records. At 15, when she won that TV contest, she suddenly found herself singing with Portugal's best-known performers. But something was missing until she rediscovered her parents' roots in Cape Verde and embraced Lisbon's Creole mix of language, culture, and rhythm. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, Sara Tavares tells how she found her true singing voice.
When I was singing other people's repertoire, I would feel the distance between me and that repertoire, and I would ask myself, why do you feel distant? And in the meantime, I was traveling many times to Cape Verde. Getting in touch with this culture and speaking the language and knowing the history of my parents, it all filled a gap that I had in me, and I wanted to express that. Giza, it's an expression in Cape Verde that the people use for lament, mourning. It doesn't have to be a very dramatic thing, you know, when a child is asking their mom, I want to have a lollipop, and he says, no, I don't give it to you, and he says, please give me, and, you know, and they keep, that's Giza. And also when people die, they also have these women crying. They call these people specifically to cry, and so Giza means also that mourning at the funerals. I go, cor de boa, amor. And there's this kind of Cape Verdean music that is called morna. It's like a heartbeat. And the melodies are always very melancholic, like mora perto de mar, perto de mar com o seu. There's lots of rhythms, and I'd have to say that I like the more African rhythms of Cape Verde, rhythms like batuk, which is the rhythm of the women in an island called Santiago. It goes like... So they just beat on their lap. I particularly like that one because it was a time when the drum was forbidden, and I feel it as being very symbolic to how the African heritage survived all those times of oppression, that, you know, the rhythm had to come out anyway. All my friends are either from Angola or Mozambique or Guinea or Cape Verde or Portuguese. So I started to focus on this mixed reality in Portugal, and how all these African communities in Portugal have influenced the Portuguese language and culture. And so most of the time I sing in Portuguese slang, and I mix some of the Criollo and some African expressions. I know you can understand me. In Criollo, you have a lot of words that are mixed from something else, from a sound or from an animal, or from other language, from other country. There's a song called Muna Cheia. The word Muna came in a funny way. In Portuguese, to say moon, you say lua. And, you know, English is moon. So one day I just made a mistake. I wanted to say lua and I said Muna, which is kind of a mixed. I made it like a lullaby for all the women that I knew. I made it for me, for my mom, for my grandmother, for all my girlfriends. I compose like I'm praying. I just sit with the guitar and I kind of get into my composition trance and I talk to the spirit and let it flow through me. And that's one of the songs that I think is spiritual for me because I didn't really pick the notes, I just let it flow through me.
Portuguese singer Sara Tavares, in her own words. You can hear more music from her CD, Balancé, at npr.org. Na paz, na fé.